Greg Ray's with us again now on What's New in Australia. Greg, what do you have for us?
I've got a bit of a billboard prepared for what's going on, especially for the chats that are going on R&R. PJ Proby, who's a big hit maker a year or so ago, is on the Checkers, and this is one of Sydney's biggest and most popular theatre restaurants. Ray Stevens, Guitar Sam fame, and what's the other one? Long-term Jones.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. He's on at the Silver Spade Room in the Chevron Hilton Hotel. They are pretty big places, and you can go in there and have your five-course, three-course meal, whatever you like, and sit down and enjoy the entertainment. Yeah. In most of these places in Sydney, well, in some of them anyway, you don't have to pay a minimum price, as is set in some of these restaurants.
But a lot of discotheques and things back in the States, it's just a band or entertainment, and that's it. For the most part, it's not real big. A nightclub probably wouldn't serve food.
Steve, talking about discotheques, this brings up a point that I was reading about the other day. They were saying that discotheques in the United States were on the way out, and in fact that the old jukebox era had sort of taken over or come back in. From the disco, which had sort of taken over from it.
Well, I think the discotheque per se, in other words, the place that plays records, might be on the way out, probably because of the fact that there are a lot more groups now. A lot of groups have become popular, and there's an abundance of musicians and things like that. And a lot of these places that used to just play records and tapes and things like that, and had no live entertainment, can now afford to have live entertainment.
I see. Yeah, the discotheques in Australia, of course, Steve, are still going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
People over there are wondering what's going to happen with the new trend of discotheques sort of going out of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Whether Australia will follow up with the United States. There are a lot of bands getting around in Australia.
Right, we talked about it the other day as far as just small groups starting to work their way up and becoming popular.